Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, live from the National Hurricane Center. It is time for your 9 a.m. Eastern Time update, 8 a.m. in the Central Time Zone on Hurricane Isaac, which is still moving very slowly, wobbling its way in a general northwestward direction, we think, for the rest of the morning, maybe at about 6 miles an hour. But over the past few hours, at times, it has pulled up stationary and really slowed down significantly. But generally speaking, it should get moving, but not fast enough to prevent a very, very long duration event for many people in much of Louisiana, southern Mississippi, southern Alabama for much of today and into tonight. Maximum sustained wind still at 80 miles per hour, and you ask, why hasn't it weakened yet? Well, much of the circulation is still over water, still quite able to tap into the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. In addition, the large systems take a long time to wind down. We saw of the Gulf of Mexico that Isaac took a while, partly because of its large size, to ramp up. Well, it's going to take a while to ramp down as well. And in addition, it is marshy in many parts of southeastern Louisiana. So a lot of factors enabling it to keep its intensity up. And in addition, right on the eastern side here of the circulation, it's part of its core is still over water, and that's where the exposure allows the maximum sustained winds to stay up. Once the core moves inland and it starts to feel the effects of being on land, it will gradually weaken, but that will take well into today or tonight to come down from hurricane status. Just because it's a Category 1 hurricane doesn't mean it doesn't have many, many hazards that you might think wouldn't be so bad in a Category 1 hurricane for many factors. One is that the large size and the slow motion mean that we're going to have a great ability for this system to produce the storm surge as the water from the Gulf of Mexico is pushed into the coastal areas of southern Mississippi and southeastern Louisiana. And that slow motion is going to allow that onshore push to continue all day today. So those waters that are on the rise are not going to come back down for quite some time. So it's not going to be a while before people can start to venture back into areas that are experiencing storm surge flooding. And even if that wasn't occurring, you have tropical storm conditions occurring in widespread areas and hurricane conditions in some areas closer to the center. And that's going to pile up the rainfall. We're still expecting 7 to 14 inches of rain in much of Louisiana, southern Mississippi, southwestern Alabama. Isolated spots could see as much as 20 inches. And for some of you, it's not even half over yet. With this slow northwestward motion, anyone who is in New Orleans or north of Lake Pontchartrain, you might not even be half done with this yet. So it's going to take some patience. Even if some of the bands come by and you have a relative lull, don't venture outside because the flooding and the tropical storm conditions or hurricane conditions are too dangerous to go outside. So it's going to take a long time for this to ramp down, but definitely stay indoors and off the roads until the storm passes by. Where is it heading when it eventually gets moving a little faster? Well, it's going to take into tomorrow night or early Friday for the center of circulation to actually leave the state of Louisiana. And then you still have the southern half of it behind that. It's going to move into Arkansas and eventually Missouri as it winds down. But even the heavy rains and localized flooding and river flooding will extend well away from the coast. This is not just going to be a coastal event. Flooding over a large area. Be safe. Stay off the roads whenever the storm gets into your area. Another update at 11 a.m. And we have our new advisory live from the National Hurricane Center in Miami. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.